This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So he could be, because they just can't get a deal done. We'll see. But I would assume he's not back next year. So whoever the guy is you bring in here, he's going to take his lumps unless you go out and make some kind of big free agent splash. So you cannot bring in another coach, him lose a bunch of games, and then you fire him after a season.
Oh, it's
and
what
half.
We do here.
You bro. Have to give him
it's
time.
It's what we do here.
It is.
Why would you think that's going to change? It's the same people doing it right that are in that.
Well, now they're in full rebuild mode. That's going to be the full difference. Because they have been, as we've talked about, one foot in, one foot out the whole way, and now
I would tell you that's what this is. That this is a continuation. This is their MO.
You think they're still one foot in, one foot out?
John, that we always said that some of us said you need to blow up, and many didn't. Hey, different reasons, small market, all that. But it was always a rearranging of it. It was never a blowing up of it. Now, some of it we understood, okay, core four, it's breaking up, getting a little bit older, breaking up. But that was just, it never was the push the button. It was rearrange. And I feel like right now, and going off what I've said, if you're listening to me, I'm saying the same thing right now about the front office.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a blow up. It's a rearrange. And in many cases, we think it's been operating this way for at least a couple of months. And so it's really, again, titles change, but all you've really done is rearrange things, John. John, Chris Wallace is still in there. You think, now they're not listening to him? You think now that, he doesn't think he has any pull? You think he's not going to try to convince somebody that, no, this is the right way to go? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's the same people. It's just a reorganization. And that's been the MO of Robert Parrott and this franchise for years now,
right,
is to just reorganize. They'll have you believe, John, they made big change and blew it up yesterday.
Right.
They did not.
No, I agree with you on that. No, that is true. They did not make huge changes because, again, if you listen to us and you listen to the show.
They got people thinking they did, though.
You know, this has sort of been the hierarchy. This has kind of been the structure for them the last several months, at least, right? At least since the trade deadline. And so, yes, I agree with you. The spirit of the change was good.
They had to.
But, this isn't like a complete tear down, strip down.
Like I said, this thing starts going well and looking up. We won't remember how it got done. It has been a clown show. There's no question about the last 24 hours.
All right, when we come back,
you can get past it.
Lots more to come in the rundown. I had an exclusive interview, Jason. With Trendon Walker.
I cannot wait to hear what he said.
Forward. So we will play you the audio from that interview. And Gary Parrish is going to join us at 12:25. That's all coming up. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How's your insurance situation looking? Maybe you think it's great. Maybe you're paying a great rate. You're bundled up. Your home, your auto, your life. Your life's going good. Why don't you have somebody take a look at it, somebody you can trust. His name's Eric Winston. He's a Memphian, born and raised here. Played football over at Memphis with D'Angelo Williams. Did that at Kirby High School before he got to Memphis. Now he is the insurance man in town. He can put together a perfect insurance package. Going to fit your home, your life beautifully. All that stuff. Home, auto, life. commercially can do for you if you need it for your business. He's partnered with over 24 insurance companies, and he'll make sure those companies compete for your business. It means low rates. It means great coverage. That said, if you're in a situation you like and you just want to see if you can get lower on the rate, see if your insurance company and what they've been telling you is all true, get with Eric. He's not going to pressure you, haggle you, tell you to buy something you don't need. If you're in a good situation, he's going to tell you truthfully that you are and say, man, you don't need to make any moves. Why not give him a call? 901-275-8173. Again, he's a Tiger. 901-275-8173. You can visit him online at winstoninsures.com. There's a very good chance he's going to save you some money, have you better covered than you are right now. He's my guy, Winston Insurance, serving Mississippi, Arkansas, and Tennessee.
Colin Kelly tweets in, why not Chris Beard to the Grizzlies? Proven winner everywhere he's been. I'd give him $100 million.
Ain't the worst idea.
I'm going to give Chris Beard $100 million if it's the last damn thing I do.
You've been trying to get Chris that $100 million for a while.
Can I get him $100?
Whose money, whose pockets is it coming out of? Because you've been, you T-Boone, are awfully ready to give it to him.
T-Boone Pickens. How's that? It's going to come out of his ass.
Can we guarantee him more than 1.5 seasons? That's the only kicker.
Of course.
Okay, I'm just making sure. More.
What do you mean, of course?
What if he has
on a 5-7 season?
Yeah, what if he has questionable rotations?
5-7 seasons, coaches. What do you mean, of course, he's going to get 1.5 years?
Dude, Chris Beard is
going to. Because you paid him $100 million?
Chris Beard is the stability that we need.
These folks don't stick with coaches around here.
They ain't never had Chris Beard.
We love firing Grizzly coaches around here. They got a lot of folks.
Because,
me and Bennett got plenty of it. Oh, JB had to go.
Of the NBA, though. I mean, coaches do get fired a ton.
John.
I mean, the Raptors
not
fired
at
Dwayne,
this rate.
The Raptors fired Dwayne Casey at 3-1, you know, coach
you will
of the
give,
year.
You will give me not at this rate with
I
one
agree.
Franchise.
It is a disturbing
rate. It would be nice to break away from that.
Coach since 2013.
The end of 2013.
Fifth.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth. But, yes.
Who's it going to be?
I don't know. It could be anybody.
You just want a big old search.
I want a wide. I want ranging.
Well, let's search it. Let's search.
I want to search in JUCO. I want to search in college.
No.
I want to search in high school even.
Would you take Stack?
Sure. Why not?
You would take Stackhouse from Bandy.
I don't see why not. I mean, he clearly did a really good job with Bruno Caboclo. So like,
clearly.
You know, that's promising.
There's no doubt.
He's a former player. You know, I mean, so I have no problems with Jerry Stackhouse.
What would that do to the Memphis versus Nashville rivalry? My God.
Nothing, because nobody cares about Vanderbilt.
You don't think that'd fire up the city of Nashville if Jerry Stackhouse turned right around and drove back to Memphis?
No, because they'd understand.
It's an NBA
job. And they'd
job.
Probably be like, there's enough of them questioning it up there. I think they'd probably be fine with it and fine with going after
it's
somebody
It's an NBA
else.
Job. I would say 99.9%.
They know that's what he's wanted to be. He said that publicly years.
I mean, I would say maybe it's not 99.9, but I'd say the overwhelming majority of college basketball coaches would leave for an NBA job. I mean, there are a few that wouldn't, like Cal obviously wouldn't at this point. Tom Izzo wouldn't at this point. Coach K probably would not at this point.
Of course, Coach K wouldn't.
But because he's basically an NBA coach already. He coaches that USA basketball team.
He's the king.
He gets
the king
everything.
Doesn't move.
He's got the best of both worlds because he gets the coach.
Everything's under his control.
In the Olympics.
That's out.
And you know,
you lose control.
He coaches
an NBA
in college.
Coach. Yes.
Yeah. So but the overwhelming majority, I think, would. Chris Beard, $100 million. Come on down. Let's do the rundown.
Now it's the rundown. The biggest midday stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. So yesterday, Jason and I were both out at MUS for the Jack Jones shootout, and before it began. I got a chance to catch up with 5-star forward Trendon Watford.
You have been such a little worker bee lately. We appreciate it, John.
I'm just trying to.
We as listeners and your I really appreciate it. You've been hustling.
Well, I appreciate you noticing, and I do it all for you. There's no question about it. Not for the listeners, but for you.
You should do it for the listeners.
And for the blanket as well. But I got a chance to catch up with Trendon Watford, obviously 5-star forward out of Birmingham. They drove up yesterday. We had Christian, his older brother, on the show yesterday. So this was this is a brief conversation, but I think you're going to get everything you need from it. This was my conversation yesterday with Trendon Watford.
Where are we at now? You tweeted every day. You at 9 now?
Yeah, I'm at 9 now. Yeah.
How's it feel, man? Every day you're getting closer.
Yeah, it feels good. Just trying to get it off my chest. And it's been a long time coming. So.
Yeah, so break it down for me. Who are the schools officially now with 9 to go?
Duke, Indiana, Memphis, LSU, and Alabama.
All right. Do you plan on taking any more visits between now and then? What's kind of, where does that stand?
Yeah, I've been talking to Duke about a visit, but we haven't planned one yet officially. So,
okay.
No, as far as right now, no.
Okay, so nothing planned yet. For Memphis, you're in Memphis tonight, and you—I mean—you see the tweet. People go crazy when you know they hear that Trenton Wofford's coming to Memphis. Their crystal ball. Do you pay attention to that?
No, not really. I heard about it earlier today, though. Like a new crystal ball got mentioned, leading or whatever. But no, I haven't really paid attention.
What do you think about when you see that? Like when you see that everybody thinks Trenton Wofford's going to Memphis. What's your response?
Not really got a response to it. It's just like wow, like everybody. I mean, 67% of it, like yeah. Something like that. This place and it's pretty.
What is the attraction? What is the appeal for Memphis?
They're just a close relationship I got with the coaching staff and James Watson, he's gonna recruit me.
Yeah.
You know, just as hard as them. So you know,
is it like that with any other program? Is there a James Wiseman for another team on your list? Is there somebody working you as hard as James?
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of players from Alabama. I got a lot of close friends up there, a lot of players from LSU and Indiana too. So you know, I haven't been talking with any players from Duke, but you know, just Coach K talking to him, you know, just alone, you know, it feels like, you know,
yeah,
he's obviously a good attraction.
What do you think about Nate? He's a new coach. Obviously it's gonna be really important for him to keep you at home. What's been your sort of relationship with him? What do you think?
We really have a strong relationship. Yeah, I only, you know, been up there. I've been up there one time. He came to see me on my spring break one time, but
gotcha.
You know, it's just I feel like he's a good coach. He's, you know, he's gonna turn the program around.
Gotcha. And then for you, when you're making this decision, you're 100% gonna make it on the 20th, like done
deal. Yeah.
Gotcha. What's the most important thing, man, when you're trying to do this?
Just you know, I've come to a decision where I can trust the coaching staff. I'm on and off the court, and you know, it's the biggest thing in this decision. So you know, I feel like I'm doing that now, and you feel I got, you know, I feel I got the best fit for it.
Dig that, Trent. Appreciate it, boss.
Yep, appreciate it
as always, man.
Sure.
Many people say
that I am the Barbara Walters of recruiting interviews, and I agree.
It's pretty thorough, John. I give you a lot of credit there.
You know, that was just, I would say, an amazing job by myself.
I want to give you credit for the, before Bennett trashes you, I want to give you credit for the, and I know I don't need to give you any more because your head's big enough, but the question about are there other James Wisemans at other schools, mm-hmm. You can get any direct, but mm-hmm. I thought that was a great question.
I appreciate it.
Fine job by you.
Know, what do you think the best
question
is?
Windy out there, too.
Again, yeah, exactly. I thought the content was really good.
I can't control the wind, bro.
I enjoyed
it. Here comes the butt.
It goes back to, I believe you showed me a picture yesterday of Jason Smith in front of John Calipari's house when he announced that he was leaving the University of Memphis.
I was out there.
Jason Smith had a very nice recording device in his hand that he stuck right in Coach Cal's face. There was a lot of amplification.
Cal was like, who the hell is this dude?
With this device. And I just wish we could go and find that recording device.
I'm not carrying around a recorder, dude. That is lame as hell.
And that both of you could share it so we could get just supreme premiere audio from that recording device.
It's like cringe factory for you when you hear that audio. You can't even hear the content because of the
it's just tough for me.
You're a producer, so you got the ear. Yeah, that's all you hear.
The content impeccable.
It is unbearably lame.
The recording
in 2019
not my
to be carrying around a damn tape recorder, dude. I'm not doing that.
But it's not. Yeah, it's not really a tape recorder.
Well, it is though. It's like a little. You put a little AA battery in there.
A little recorder.
That's old, bro. That's what old people do. Calkins does that. No, Calkins doesn't even do that.
We don't need to get too deep in this, but I have found, John, that having one separately allows you to, number one, be recording the interview without sound issues and tweet it out on your phone.
That's true.
Because if you record and tweet at the same time,
it'll come
what happens? The blah, 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 all that typing comes through.
No, it's true.
Like you, yeah. So Bennett's actually right on this.
Okay, let's talk about the merit of the amazing interview.
That's fine.
Please do.
I know you want some more about how well you've done here.
Your thoughts on what Trenton said?
I went last night hoping to listen to him answer questions about Memphis and try to get a feel, just like most fans would.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically what I do. And I thought he was fantastic in not showing his cards at all. Like, I mean, you're in Memphis. You figure he knows he's going to get all the Memphis questions. And, yes, all the stuff you want to hear comes out. You know, great staff. Think I'd be great there, fit right in, know the players, all that stuff. But it's when we typically get close to one of these kids committing, there's a little bit of giddiness that comes out. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe we've been doing it long enough to just kind of have that gut on it. And there ain't any giddiness about his decision coming up from him. It's all business. Now, you got to think about this. His father's there.
Yep.
We had Christian Watford, his older brother, on the show yesterday, who attended Indiana and has been through this,
yep,
you know, in a way already. This is business for them.
Yep.
Being asked about which school, you know, specifically when they're in the town of that, this happens to them all the time. And they are doing a damn good job, really. And that's my take, John, of not showing their cards. I don't have a clue where this kid's going.
Yep.
I find it fascinating that he's announcing on April 20th that Duke is in his final, what, five? Or is it? It's five.
Five.
Because it's, yeah. He's in, and he doesn't have an offer from them yet. I talked about this with you and with Jeff. This is clearly tied to Matthew Hurt the day before announcing on April 19th. He does have the Duke offer, and it feels like if Matthew says no to Duke, that Duke offer will go to Trendon. And in most cases, John, most high, even elite-level prospects, you get that offer from Duke, mm-hmm, you don't need to go on the visit. You can take the visit later. You're gonna commit.
No doubt. You don't have to you don't have to see Duke to commit to Duke.
Right. And so with that knowledge and that kind of trying to put those, you know, those dots together, look at what's happening at LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Look at who's transferring out of there. I mean, not transferring. You see they're all declaring for the NBA.
Everybody's gone, yep.
They're leaving.
It's a rebuild.
That doesn't look like a possibility.
No, that's off.
That thing's a mess right now.
Yep.
Alabama, John, I found it interesting. You asked him about them. He said the relationship with Nate Oates ain't quite there yet. I figure as soon as you get the job, you Nate Oates, that's what you're working on.
Yeah.
So and best believe.
I thought he made it pretty clear he's not going to Alabama.
Man,
I mean, he just said
that one was an eyebrow raiser for me.
Did I mishear it? I mean, he said we don't have a strong relationship.
Yes, and if I'm – that amazed me because, Nate's kept what? Kyra Lewis, he's kept Petty, right? And you figure, I told you, when he got the job, you're going to go after that number one prospect in the state hard, and that the relationship would be the thing you're working on. But, John, I don't expect Nate Oates to stop trying to strengthen that relationship, but I'm with you. Sounded like Alabama wouldn't even – so you take –
I mean, running out of places.
You run out of places is where I'm getting to.
He's not going to Indiana. So, if he's not going to LSU.
I mean, you don't even hear Christian when he's on the phone, like, even acting like Indiana's a real possibility, and that's where he played.
If he's not going to Indiana, and he's not going to LSU.
I know, dude.
And he's not going to Alabama.
I know. That's where I'm at.
He doesn't have an offer from Duke.
Do we think Matthew Hurt's going to Duke?
I mean,
That's the other shoe.
I don't know.
On that part.
I don't know, honestly. I haven't checked on it in a long, long time.
Matthew Hurt ain't coming to Memphis. For those of y'all still holding out hope, it's not going to happen. On April 19th, he ain't announcing Memphis.
His crystal ball is Duke.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I would assume that's where he's
going. And guys, if he picks Duke, my feeling is right now, because Trendon would already have the offer from Duke, is that's off the table for Trendon.
Right.
Then you're down to four.
Right.
And we just went through some of them. None of them look as good to us as Memphis does right now.
Mm-hmm.
So even with them playing the cards tight yesterday, you know, you even had Drew Hill from the Commercial Appeal ask Trendon, we were all around him, hey, DJ, who he just played with in this classic last night, DJ says you're coming. They feel good about it. The staff feels pretty good about it. What do you think, Trendon? And instead of being, hey, all right, sounds good, it was, oh, does he? You know, he does. Well, probably thinks I'm a good fit. Like, he kept it close to the vest. And so this one I find fascinating because I can't feel a lean, even though I want to tell you Memphis sure looking really good right now,
right,
especially when you look at the other schools and their situations and hear the way he's talking about Nate Oates right now. But you don't get it from him. But again, this is something they've been through before with Christian. They know what they're doing. They know not to give off any signals. They're doing that well.
Yep. So that was my conversation yesterday with Trendon Watford.
Now the players themselves. Now, those kind of games, they're up and down, throwing a lot of alley-oops and threes, but just your general takeaway from watching Trendon and DJ play together, what'd you think?
I mean, yeah, it looks good, you know? I mean, they both looked good last night, you know? It's hard not to get carried away when you watch them on the same floor, you know? I mean, it's special.
Both of them huge.
Big, big, big kids. Big kids. Especially Trendon. Trendon's a beast. He's a monster, man. You said
He takes up so much space. He's not just tall.
Yeah.
Like, he's thick.
Yep.
And I've told y'all about his, you know, these huge hands he's got. That kid's going to dominate on the college level. You know, you feel like that'd be a nice inside-out combo, a 1-2 punch with him and DJ. I see DJ as more of the natural wing guy, you know, face to the basket. Trendon, college, you could stick him underneath the bat. I know he wants to do more, and he can do more.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a lethal combination to James Wiseman.
It would.
And we saw Mama Donzale. Did you see?
Yep, she wants it to happen.
She's pushing. She's tweeting this morning. I said it with Jeff this morning. She saw her tweeting this morning about it was a graphic with Trendon, DJ, and her son, James Wiseman, saying, and she's like, "Lo, let's go get it. Let's go."
No doubt. No doubt. So that's the latest on Trent and Watford.
Next story.
We have not talked about this, and I think we should because it involves a Memphian and also involves the NBA. Now, it may not end there for him now, but for Jalen Fisher, I thought this was interesting. We know that he's planning on transferring out of TCU, or at least that has been the plan. He put out a tweet the other day that I wasn't ready for, but I should have thought that this seems smart. After talking with my family and friends, I've decided to put my name in the 2019 NBA draft. We are talking about the former Bolton High standout point guard Jalen Fisher. Now down at TCU. I'm currently keeping all my options as I go open as I go through the process. I'm excited to get the necessary feedback to make the best decision. Thank you, everyone, for the love and support. Jalen Fisher's testing the waters. Memphian. Love it.
Yeah. I mean, you
said. Why not go and get the information? Do I expect him to stay in the draft? And,
yeah.
Dude, John, one thing, John, it feels like
everybody testing, is.
Like, there are a lot of names in it this year, and there's only two rounds, guys. And so, listen, with his knee issues. And that's been the thing for Jalen Fisher is getting over injuries so far in his college career. I'm hoping he's through that. I'm imagining the NBA wants to see him healthy and doing it a little bit more at that level, and that's going to be some of the information that he gets. Right now, we've talked to Norton Hurd, his team Thad coach, about it, and they are on the holding pattern in terms of the schools that have contacted them and the process of looking at another one, and you figured that will remain on hold at least for now while he does this and focuses on, you know, trying to get as much information as he can in terms of where he would fall in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to get a good player with him.
They are.
I'm hopeful that they get a good, healthy one. Jalen Fisher may one day play in the NBA. You know, he's got the attitude and the drive and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm hoping he's got the health. I don't think it'll be right now, but I think he's very smart to do this. Smart to do this.
For sure. All right, when we come back, Gary Parrish is going to join us. We will talk to Gary Parrish about the Grizzlies.
Wait, did I not get to say mine?
Oh, do you have one? Well, you didn't tell us
next
you had one.
Story.
The new Star Wars trailer just dropped.
Jesus. Look at his eyes. He had to get this in.
Brad, I'm sorry.
The Rise of Skywalker. The trailer has officially dropped. It looks amazing. And guess who is in the movie? Jason Smith.
Well, you're telling me, so it must be someone black.
Your friend, Mr. Colt 45 himself, Billy D. Williams returns to the franchise.
As Lando Calrissian.
Lando is back.
I love it.
Congrats to
you're taking CJ.
He's much older.
Congrats to you and Black Blue Everywhere.
I mean, he's going to be on his chair.
Is this a big victory?
This time around. Having Lando back? Having the real Lando Calrissian back?
More important for black people, Black Panther or this?
Stop it.
What?
TBD.
Stop it, Clay.
I'm asking a question.
Stop it, Clay.
Bennett said TBD.
You want to joke around? Don't do TBD me, both of y'all.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know the significance. Turned this into a joke.
Star Wars.
When you know damn well how significant that movie was to the culture.
I mean, Star Wars.
Don't trigger me. Go to a break.
Star Wars.
You two are nothing. I'm just two Clay Travises I'm sitting here with. Disrespectful.
That's unfair, Jason. But we do need to take a break. Gary Parrish is on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
Stop.
ESPN.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guests appear on the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Hotline.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM, and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And every Friday around this time, we talk to Gary Parrish, whose schedule is finally lightening up a little bit. He, of course, covers college basketball for CBSSports.com. You can catch him on television during the season. Listen to him every afternoon from 4 to 6. He's here with us now. GP, what up?
What's up with it? You good?
Yeah, man. Everything is good.
Those birds tweeting.
It's a beautiful day, man. You got the birds chirping. I love it. I love the scene you're setting here, Gary.
No, it really is a beautiful day. Oh, so you hear my birds chirping. I decided while I was talking to you guys, I'd go on a walk. Excuse those dogs barking at me.
Now, that man out in nature.
I like it. This is probably
nature walk.
This is payback for my weekly segment with you. I live on a farm, so
except those aren't my dogs. My I have one dog, but my dog knows better than do what those dogs are doing right now. Those dogs don't know how to act.
All right. So is this walk giving you, you know, clarity on yesterday and everything that happened for the Memphis Grizzlies? Are you have you come to a conclusion? Do you like what the I mean beyond the way they did it, right? But do you like what they did on sort of on principle?
Well, I had clarity on the situation, I think, in real time, which is why it still makes no sense to me why they thought doing it the way they did it was proper. Like, it's like as soon as I realized what was happening, it was like, how could anybody, like, you know, sit down in a room and say, okay, here's the way we're going to execute this plan? I mean, it was just, there are perhaps no good ways to do what they did yesterday, but they picked the worst. And hopefully they realize that now and learn from it and acknowledge it, acknowledge that it was a mistake and that if they could do it over again, they would do it differently. And I got to think they feel that way. If not, that's a bigger problem. You know, people are going to make mistakes. Bad decisions are going to be made, but you need to be able to recognize when you make a bad decision. And best I can tell, that was undeniably a bad decision. As for, like, what actually was done, in other words, J.B. Bickerstaff's no longer the coach. Chris Wallace is no longer the general manager. John Hollinger has been reassigned. Zach Clement has been, promoted. Jason Wexler has been promoted. I don't have any issues with any of that. I think I underestimated how many dogs are in my neighborhood. I don't have any issues with what they actually did. I understand why others would be skeptical. Jeff talked about this yesterday on my show, that you've now got two lawyers basically running the entire franchise, mm-hmm. With an owner who doesn't have a basketball background, just happens to be a billionaire who is a basketball fan. I don't know that that's a perfect recipe for doing what it is they're trying to do, which is run an NBA franchise. But I also don't know that it can't work. So we'll see. I'm willing to have an open mind about that. But the execution of what they did, how they did it, to me, just turned what could have been a day where Grizzlies fans in unison celebrated change. It turned it into, another head-scratching moment where, I'm getting text messages from people who have nothing to do with the Memphis Grizzlies but work in the NBA. And, like, one text message said, this is why they're the laughingstock of the league. Another text message said, man, some things there just never change. I mean, you really do start to develop a reputation or enhance a reputation that hurts you when it comes to trying to draw, a good head coaching candidates or good front office candidates to your franchise, to your city, because people go, well, I don't know if I want to work, in an organization that does things that way. Honestly, it's the same thing that happens to UCLA when it's trying to find a basketball coach. People go, in theory, who wouldn't like to be the head coach at UCLA? But the way that athletic department runs things makes you just want to stay away from it. And I think there's a lot of that going on right now with the Grizzlies. I mean, putting JB, you can say Chris to a lesser extent, like whatever, but putting JB Bickerstaff, who has an agent who represents countless mm-hmm. potential NBA head coaches, putting him through that the way you put him through that, like, really damages you now that you're trying to find a head coach, because around the league, people can have a difference of opinions on whether JB is good or bad as a head coach, but everybody recognizes him as decent. And to send him out there and make him look like a fool, to make him go through player interviews when he was going to be within hours fired, that's a terrible look. And, I don't want to speak for Brett Just, who is JB Bickerstaff's agent, but I can imagine that if the Grizzlies wanted to hire anybody else who is represented by Brett Just, Brett would, as long as they had any other reasonable option, would advise them, this ain't the place for you. I've already had two coaches go there, and both of them got fired in ways that most people don't think are appropriate.
Gary, I'm with you that Wexler and Kleiman, I believe, maybe, a lawyers, not basketball men by trade, but that they're super smart, and that I'm with you that, I'm going to sit back and hope that this thing goes work. And I'm, reasonably, I'm looking at it, maybe it will. But if the new crew, if the new decision-making crew, those guys made that decision yesterday to do it that way, Isn't that a bad sign? Would you agree with that?
Yes, I'd agree with that. It's a terrible sign. And I say this as somebody who is a big Jason Wexler fan.
Sure.
I mean, I like Jason. I think he's terrific on a professional level. I love him on a personal level. If all you told me yesterday was, hey, Jason Wexler is now overseeing everything, and any decision that's made from a business perspective or a basketball perspective as it relates to the Memphis Grizzlies, Wexler's going to have to sign off on it, I'd say yes.
You're
good. Like that.
Yeah.
Because he's a smart guy. But it is also my understanding that he had a hand in the way this thing unfolded yesterday, and that's not a good look. And so I think Jeff made this point earlier today. If the new decision maker's first decision is to execute what they executed yesterday the way they did it, well, then they're 0-for-1 so far in making good decisions. And it doesn't mean they can't reel off 8 straight good decisions and be 8-1, right? And that's what I'm hoping.
But that was an air ball, though, if we're 0-for-1. I mean, that was a bad-looking shot. That was an air ball. Like, way off.
I mean,
don't even look like you can shoot. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. It doesn't look like you can shoot if that's where your shot ends up.
Like Markelle Fultz? Like a Markelle Fultz shot?
It looks like a Markelle Fultz three-pointer. And so, I don't know, Zach. But I do know Jason, and I know he's smart. And I'm just going to hope that was a bad decision made by a smart guy who learned from it and be optimistic. Because the best thing for our city is for the Grizzlies to be successful and run well.
No doubt.
And so I want to believe that Jason is now going to run this thing well, even if I think even he would admit maybe it got off to a rocky start yesterday.
How much change is it, though, GP? I mean, based on, you know, what you know about sort of the dynamic of the front office the last few months, you know, because, around trade deadline, we were hearing the name more and more, Zach Kleiman. Like, he might be the guy that's engineering, you know, a lot of these deals, and he's the guy that, you know, other teams are talking to. So, yeah, of course, like to the average fan, wow, Chris Wallace is out. You know, so it's going to look like change was made, the spirit of change being there. But based on sort of what you understand about the front office, how much change is there and was there made?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you want to be frustrated by what actually happened yesterday, that's where you start. Mm-hmm. That's beyond the execution of the plan. Like what really changed? Okay, so Chris Wallace doesn't have a title anymore, but people have believed, rightfully, either right or wrong, people have believed for several months now that Zach Kleiman was making the decisions, or at least had a bigger voice than maybe the casual fan understood in that front office. So now he's got that same voice, just with a title to go with it. What's different? And, you know, I had somebody who works in the NBA yesterday, after all this went down, I guess it was last night, text me and say, listen, it's fine if you want to make Chris Wallace a scout or you want to keep him on payroll, but like their biggest problem as a franchise has been scouting. And now you're going to have the same people who have been scouting. Like that's how they ended up in this situation, because they haven't scouted or evaluated well or effectively. And now, you know, it's at least at this moment, it's the same group of people with just different titles doing the same job. I mean, basically, your front office in any NBA franchise is going to be made up of a group of people, and this group of people, they have different titles, and then they run your basketball franchise. They're in charge of free agency. They're in charge of draft picks. They're in charge of all of that stuff. Well, the same people working in the front office right now, even though yesterday was this big blow-it-up day, the same people in the front office today were there yesterday and the day before. It's just they have different job titles now. And so, you know, that would be my concern is that, and I know that they said they're going to bring in some other front office people with more basketball experience. And hopefully, you know, those people are talented and able to do the job well. But if you're somebody who's frustrated today as a Grizzlies fan, you're saying we got the same front office just with different titles. And, you know, the best thing that the front office did in recent years, if you were to ask, you know, sort of okay, we know all the negatives. What's the positive? It's draft Jaren Jackson Jr. Except, you know, it's not even clear that was the right thing at this point with the way Trae Young played in the second half of the season. I promise you, Atlanta wouldn't trade Trae Young for Jaren Jackson Jr. right now, and I'm confident the Grizzlies wouldn't trade Jaren Jackson Jr. either. But, you know, when you're your unbelievable draft pick still isn't necessarily the right one. If Trae Young develops into the star he looks like he's going to develop into, well, then that just sort of underlines how much negative there has been, you know, in the decision-making process in recent years. And now, again, at least at this moment, the same people who've been making all those decisions are the same people working in that building right now.
Well, JB was just a fool to buy Josh's house, Gary. That's what we're coming down to.
Well, I think at this point, any NBA coach is a fool to buy a house, except for maybe Pop and Kerr and, you know, Brad Stevens, because the turnover is incredible.
It is.
I think, you know, if you're looking for a positive in that, it would be that NBA coaches make so much money that, you know, he can probably flip that. You know, he's not.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah, some people who have, like, houses, if they get stuck in a place where, hey, I'm going to be working somewhere else next year, I've got to get rid of this house, and if I can't get rid of this house, I'm in a real financial strain. Like, that's a lot of people. That's most people. I don't think that's an NBA head coach. He'll probably, like, be able to flip that house at some point, make a profit off of it, and it'll be all good. But, yeah, like, NBA, being an NBA head coach, particularly in the Grizzlies organization, that's not a long life. In fact, maybe there's a lesson for the next Grizzlies head coach. Like, just rent you an apartment downtown because, you know, given the track record under Robert Parra, you ain't going to be around long.
One more on this. How does Mike Conley not look at that front office and say, get me the hell out of here? And was he not saying that in the no words yesterday that he tweeted? You know,
he has said it, I think, multiple times this week in the nicest way
yep.
that you could say it. He's not going to say, I want out of here. He's not going to have his father say, I want him out of here. Mm-hmm. But when asked questions, he's going to talk about all the things he doesn't want. And all the things he says he doesn't want are the things that he's going to have if he stays in Memphis.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be in a part of a rebuild situation. Well, the Grizzlies are probably going to be picked last in the West next season. I don't want to be on a team that just makes some noise. And then Chris Wallace yesterday literally says the words, make some noise. Like, we think next year if we're healthy, we can make some noise. Like, a day after Mike Conley told Peter Edmiston, I don't want to be on a team just trying to make noise. I've done that my entire career. I want to be on a real contender. Mm-hmm. The at-the-time general manager comes out less than 24 hours later and says, I think next year we can, quote, make some noise. It's just like, whoa. Yeah. Either, and I don't think he was doing it intentionally, but, like, how could you read those words in that story and then use those words the very next day? And so, I don't know what's going to go on behind the scenes, but I would expect that the Grizzlies – move Mike this offseason.
No doubt.
And I hope for Mike's sake that they do, because he does, I don't know about deserves that, but he's been a good soldier for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he hasn't done the things that so many other NBA players have done to small market teams. He smiled through all of this, kept his mouth shut, and now if you can grant his wish, I think it'd probably be best for all parties involved, because we now know for the first time, because Mike has verbalized it, exactly what he doesn't want to
yep.
do with the rest of his career. And everything he's described is, if you bottom-lined it, would be, I don't want to be in Memphis anymore.
Right.
I don't want to play for the Grizzlies anymore. And so if you bring him back after he's made that perfectly clear, then I don't know if he continues to be the good soldier. He'll be a professional, but nobody flourishes in a place they don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something the Grizzlies should probably take into account.
No doubt. GP, enjoy your walk, man. Thanks.
I'll see you.
Thank you, man.
He is Gary Parris.
No, man.
What?
I had one more for him before you run him off there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was a good, because we like coaching carousel stuff with him, and he's usually so on. If since he can't get Frank Barton, who can they get? Gosh, John.
I'll answer it for you. I'll answer in his place. You ready? Nick Van Exel. There you go. See how good of a guy I am? Nick Van Exel is the answer there. I think they could definitely get him. He's available.
I'll put it this way. I highly respect your opinion and the work that you put in. But you realize that Gary's a job placement service when it comes for college coaches. And so having the chance to ask him was a little bit different
because
he may already know who the next head coach is.
I'm sorry. I'll text and ask.
It's important to the A. Please text him and ask him so I can relay that to the listeners.
So you won't go into your weekend in the dark.
You know how I feel about this AAC and this thing needing to be strong. Need somebody good at Cincy. I care.
Agreed. All right, we'll come back. We're going to take your calls a little bit later in the show, get your opinion on everything that happened yesterday with the Grizzlies. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
In the fortress of distortion, I'm at war with my emotions. I'm at war with they enforce
the Wing Guru. Why don't you get over there and get yourself some lunch if you haven't already? If you went somewhere else, you did the wrong thing. You should have gone to the Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road, both sides of town. Got you covered. Billy's always going to have you covered with the best chicken wings in town. Whole premium party, however you like them, boneless like me, with John. The best premium flavors in the world.
In the whole world. I hope they never make any changes at the Wing Guru. I hope they just have everybody in place forever. Please don't do anything different up there at the Wing Guru, because the premium sauces are the best in the world. Honey Suicide, 901, Garlic Sriracha, Nashville High, the list goes on and on. It is all good at the Wing Guru.
Billy Richmond got that fire chicken. Go have some. Or you can get the gourmet burger. Try the fried okra. The catfish is fantastic. It is all good at the Wing Guru. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
We're going to take some calls at 1 o'clock.
Ooh, yeah. So you can vent. Not your grizz.
You think people want to vent, man?
I think people have actually...
People are happy.
They're starting to move on. People they're happy. Change, change, change.
Happy, happy.
So you can't be happy about how Mike's feeling about the whole situation.
Oh, you feel bad for Mike?
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, come on.
Hmm?
I don't feel bad for him. No, I'm just saying the him looking at this franchise and saying no words. Think about Jaron looking at Mike say that about this franchise, what he thinks about right now, the front office. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's more the perception with players.
Yeah.
Right? It matters. Because, look, Mike is respected around the league. When he likely moves on to a new team,
right,
he'll be asked about this situation.
Of course.
What do you think he'll say?
He'll keep it pimping. You know he will.
Oh, he'll say some professional things, John, but he'll also probably and say, that was a, I had no words for, you know what I mean. He could, I mean, whatever. He'd probably roll his eyes. Mm-hmm. And that's all you need to say. It's what they suspect anyway. And once Mike goes out and starts confirming it, again, outside of your organization, he's going to tell the truth. How does that look for you?
Right.
In terms of getting guys here and all that stuff, and more importantly, players trusting you.
Right. No question.
Because that's important.
It is. Now
that's
important.
Let me ask you.
Do you think
having that trust?
Do you think the Grizzlies? They probably can't. But I'm going to ask you anyway. Any chance they can get a guy who was a former head coach recently?
Like who?
I
got a thought on this, but you go through your guys.
You know, I mean, a Tom Thibodeau, for example.
There's the guy I bring up, somebody's going to give me a good reason not to hire him, but I'm not sure I'm going to buy it. But go Tom Thibodeau.
A Tom Thibodeau type.
You're not doing that in Memphis, Tennessee, because Tom Thibodeau has and will always want total control.
Right.
Para has not shown that he's willing to hire those kind of guys. With me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Tibbs is a I must have all control.
But maybe
personnel
they're willing to give. Maybe they're willing to give the coach a little bit more control. You know, because they're talking about bringing in people, you know, to help Zach Kleiman. You know.
No, they're not.
They're talking about bringing in more.
Para's still in control, John.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's doing it through his smart guys.
Right.
You bring a basketball guy in here that might say, "Hey, this way y'all doing it? I'm not. This stuff don't. This in the way that I've seen it done successfully." They don't. The owner doesn't want to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all his buds in there that say yes to everything.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, no, you're not going to get that guy that comes in there and says this is junk. You're going to get yes men.
Yeah, so.
That's what Para likes.
That would just be my question is it going to be like another, you know, another unknown assistant?
I got one. I got one for you.
You got a coach?
Bennett, come here. I want you to listen closely.
All right.
And you guys tell me what you think about this one.
Okay.
He's got something to prove. Former head coach.
Okay.
Did some pretty good things with development.
Okay.
Has been waiting on another shot. Hasn't gotten it yet.
Oh, I already know where you're going. Mark Jackson.
You damn Skippy.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean,
no, senor!
It's like
no,
blasphemy every time somebody brings this guy's name up.
Mark Jackson, huh?
Your boy, who's our boy? Ryan Hollins.
Uh-huh.
Brought him up for Lakers. He ain't getting the Lakers job.
Right.
As a matter of fact, it seems like the NBA doesn't want him back. It's amazing, quite frankly, the way that it's gone for Mark Jackson, who, by all accounts, was a good coach at Golden State and had them on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Raised those young guys. Steve Kerr inherits them. You know, you add a KD to it, it goes off.
They didn't add KD to it until the end.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good when
Kerr ain't the one that developed those young players.
You can see how it doesn't look good for Mark Jackson, though, that the first year Steve Kerr gets that job, they win the title. After he, you know, when he leaves, they lose in the first round.
You ain't winning the title here.
Oh, come on,
Jason. We're looking to develop players,
Jason,
aren't we?
When did we decide we weren't winning
the championship?
This
is a guy with a chip on his shoulder that may feel like, you know what? I haven't gotten a second chance because I need to change some things about me. Maybe it's my relationship with guys. Maybe I'm too tough. But what you'll have is a guy who knows he's got to do something right to prove it this time.
Right.
Mark Jackson wants back in, right?
I agree.
He's not going to get a high-profile job. Folks have been skipping him for years.
Would he take the Grizzlies job?
Yes, he would damn Skippy take it to prove that he could still do this. And this would be an opportunity he'd look at and say, oh, there's some pieces, Jaren Jackson. I could, you know, Jonas, he may even look at DeLon Wright and say, man, that's the guy I want right now. I don't know if I'm telling you, you know, again, 3 triple-doubles the last 4 games. You can see a little something you want to work with. But what he'll say is, I can see myself making an improvement there. They've got pieces that I can improve on. I ain't trying to, John, you know, realistically, I'm not going to lead that team to a world title. But I can show folks that I can make young players better. I did it at Golden State. I'm going to show them again. And the fact is, no one's giving him a chance anyway. And so, anyway, I know for some reason people hate Mark Jackson. That's a guy with something to prove I'd be looking at.
Nah, I don't hate him. I'm indifferent.
I mean, so is Stackhouse, who we all think will be a great head coach and has been on this path for a long time, is he more proven than a Mark Jackson? I mean, John just said someone who's done it, been fired recently. What retread's better? You know, just throw me, because I'm sure there are some out there, and I might even bite on some of them. But you show me a retread that's got better credentials or more importantly, would want this,
mm-hmm.
right, and would want to kill it. Mark Jackson would want to kill it to prove to other folks, man, you were wrong on me. And, a man with a chip, a lot of times, man, those are the ones you want.
That's a good
They're going to work hard.
Little known fact about Mark Jackson.
Give it to me.
He was extorted in Memphis.
What?
Yeah, he was.
He may not want to come here, though.
He was approached in Memphis by a stranger. The Warriors were in town, and he was approached by a stranger. I'm not making this up. He was approached by a stranger who had a folder, a manila folder, that he claimed contained compromising pictures and CDs of Mark Jackson.
Oh, my Lord.
Here?
Yes, in Memphis. And the guy gave, and Mark Jackson gave him $5,000.
Wait, so it was real?
Yeah, it's real, yeah.
I'm saying the pictures were real.
Well, if you're paying it, you must think they are, Ben.
That's what I was just about to say.
I think at the heart of the issue was an affair with a stripper. But anyway, that's just a random fact about Mark Jackson, that it happened in Memphis, that's where the approach happened. But
doesn't deserve the job because of that one.
No, I'm not saying it has nothing to do with that. I'm just saying.
Let me just X him off my list because of that.
When you Google Mark Jackson Memphis, that's one of the first things that comes up, okay? That's all I'm saying. That was 6 years ago. That's water under the bridge.
Who did they get the person?
Yeah, they got him. Yeah, yeah. The guy's name was
Who the hell in Memphis
Shaw.
Had that
His
kind of dirt
Shaw.
On Mark Jackson? That's
His name was
fascinating.
Shaw. He was a former Memphis resident who moved to Atlanta at some point. So anyway, fascinating, right? Interesting. But
we know Mark's a little freaky deaky.
That's no problem. Can he win
Come
basketball?
On, that's
games?
Your personal life, Bennett, isn't it?
Correct. Marv Albert.
Can he develop Jaren?
Marv Albert was freaky, too.
That man was a different level of freaky, and shouldn't joke.
What did he do, wear women's drawers? Isn't that what he did?
Marv liked to bite.
Huh?
Marv Albert liked to bite.
I think Marv Albert had a thing with women's underwear as well.
And I'm not just talking about y'all a nibble. I'm talking about Marv Albert take a piece out your back.
Marv Albert. It's not funny.
Why is that not funny?
It's not funny.
We're not offending anybody here. Mark likes to bite you on the back.
Marv likes to do more than just that. He testified in 1997, or a witness testified in 1997 that they approached Marv Albert in his hotel room, and he was wearing white panties and a garter belt.
Oh my!
Oh, I'm about to fall.
Facial.
So Mark Jackson is definitely not as freaky as Marv Albert.
Not on that same level of freakiness.
Yeah. So we can definitely sell this one. I mean, we can sell this higher for sure.
I'm putting my flag down. Mark Jackson, bring his old freaky tail over here. He's a good coach. And he developed players. He develops guys.
All right, man. That's good stuff. All right. When we come back, your calls on the situation with the Memphis Grizzlies. Are you satisfied? Do you want more? What do you feel? What are you feeling today? 535-3776-535-ESPN. Your calls on the Grizzlies when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.